Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bechoreis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. In the first perik, we'll be talking about the mitzvah of Pidyon, Peter, Chamor. The firstborn male child of a donkey gets Kiddusha. As a matter of fact, the donkey is the only Talmudic animal that has the halachis of Bechoira. Chazal tell us the donkeys help the Yidden carry everything in Mitzrayim. There are other reasons as well. So I have a donkey, and it gives birth to a baby boy donkey. What do I do with it? And the answer is, I redeem it with a sheep or a goat. After the pidyon, what do I do with the sheep or the goat? I give it to the kayan. And what do I do with the donkey? I can use it. But before I redeemed the donkey, I wasn't allowed to have any hana from it. At least that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that we'll see in the Mishnah. But once I redeem it, you can use the donkey right away. What if the kayan didn't get the lamb yet? Even if the kayan did not get the lamb yet. Once I was paid for a lamb, I can use the donkey. Okay, so the lamb I give to the kayan. What can the kayan do with the lamb? Answer, can do whatever he wants with it. If for whatever reason the owner says, no, I'm not going to redeem my donkey, then he has to decapitate it. That means to take off the donkey's head. The donkey has to be buried. No one could be derived from it. In our Mishnah, we're going to learn that these halachas apply only to a firstborn donkey that's owned completely by Yisrael. A Yisrael as opposed to a Kayan or a Levi. If a Kayan or a Levi own a donkey, then there is no halacha of Bechira to it. Now, if a Kayan or a Levi has a lamb and it gives birth to a boy, there you do have the halachas of Bechira. Only in regard to the donkey do we say it doesn't apply to the donkey of a Kayan or a Levi. Same would be true if an Oved Kechavim owns even a little bit of either the baby or its mother. Then there wouldn't be a mitzvah to redeem the firstborn, Chamar, the Peter Chamar. Let's see our Mishnah. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Masechtas Bechoreis, Halakeach Uber Chamayre Shel Nachri. A Yid buys the unborn donkey that's still inside the mother that belongs to an Oved Kechavim. V'ham Meicholai, or someone who sells the unborn donkey to an Oved Kechavim. Af B'Yishen R'Vashah, even though you're not allowed to do so. Midrabban, it is usher to sell large animals, and a donkey falls into the category of a behemah gasa, a donkey or an oxen, which can be used for work, to Oved Kechavim. What was the problem? Chazal were worried, and maybe you remember this in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, that if a Yid is going to sell such an animal to an Oved Kechavim, he's also going to rent or lend it to him. And then the Oved Kechavim will use the animal on Shabbos, and an animal that belongs to a Yid is not allowed to work on Shabbos. So, even though you're not allowed to sell it to him, but lemaisa, if you do, the mechira does take effect. So therefore, if someone sold even the unborn baby to the Oved Kechavim, that mechira does take effect. V'hamishtatev lo, or someone takes on as a shutef, he enters into a partnership with an Oved Kechavim. So now the Oved Kechavim is a partner. He's a part owner of either the mother or the baby. Zakta Batanura, even if the Oved Kechavim just owns one specific limb, like the foreleg or the back leg of the either baby or mother, anything that if that would be taken off, it would render the animal a balmun. So again, even if the Oved Kechavim owns only that one limb, there's no mitzvah pidyon peter chamar. Vayitra says the Mishnah v'makabel mimenu, if someone receives a donkey with an arrangement, this is similar to what we learned in Masechtas Bava Metzia about someone that's makabel asada. The deal is as follows. He has to raise it, and in exchange for his work, the yid is going to receive a share in the babies that are going to be born to the donkey. Or van Neusen Lebe Kabbalah, or the other way around, where the Yid gives his own mother donkey to an Oved Kechavim, and the Oved Kechavim has this deal. He's going to have to raise it. He's going to receive a share of the children that are going to be born. That's how he's going to get paid. In both cases, Potter Min HaBechaira. Even if a donkey has a firstborn male child, there's no halacha of b'chayra. Shenemar, because the pasuk says bi Yisrael, it says kol b'char bi Yisrael, so it's only Yisrael, but not the firstborn flocks that don't belong to Yisrael. And that would include any of these cases that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Vaituzak the Mishnah, Kehanim Leviim peturim mikal v'chaymer. Kehanim Leviim are pater on the kiddush of b'chayra from a kal v'chaymer. Our Mishnah is going to teach us now that Kehanim Leviim are pater on this mitzvah of Peter Chamar. But in order to prove this, we're going to have a couple of Yisaidis over here and build up and learn a Kal V'chaymer. First, we're going to show that Kehanim and Leviim are pater on the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So once again, Kehanim and Leviim are pater from Kedushas of Chayra mi Kal V'chaymer from a Kal V'chaymer. Im patru shal Yisrael b'midbar efta Kehanim and Leviim patered. The human b'chayrim of the Yisrael in the Midbar. Okay, let's stop a second. What does this mean? That the Kehanim and the Leviim patterned the human b'chayrim in the Midbar. Originally, the Rabbanu Shem appointed the b'chayrim, that's the b'char, the firstborn of each household, to do the Avaida. Adam Arishon was the firstborn, right? He did the Avaida in Gan Eden. And Adam appointed his son Shais to be his successor. Even though Shais was not a b'char, but because Cain killed someone, he couldn't be the b'char, so he went to Shais. Shais gave it over to Mr. Shelach to Noach, Noach to Shem, Shem to Avram Avinu. Now, Avram again was not a b'char, but Shem had that discretion. All this is brought down in the Medrash, because Avram was most worthy. Avram gave it to Yitzchak. Yitzchak's firstborn, Esav, had the right to be the b'char, and Yaakov bought it from him. He bought it from him because he saw Esav wasn't royal for the b'chayra. Esav made fun of the b'chayra. He mocked it. He said, what do I need this for? So it went over to Yaakov, and it would have stayed by the b'chayra. To this day, it could have stayed by the b'chayra. Before Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu summoned all the b'chayra to bring Karbanos on the Mizbeach, which was built by the foot of Har Sinai, and all of this would come to a grinding halt when the B'chayrim were part of the Chet HaEgel. They lost their privilege. The Leviim were not chayta by the Chet HaEgel, and they're going to take over. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam commanded Moshe that each B'char be replaced by a Levi. So Moshe had to count the Leviim. Then the Rabbeinu Shem told Moshe to count all the B'chayrim amongst the B'nai Yisrael. And it's interesting, the Medrash tells us Moshe concluded that there were 22,273 B'chayrim in B'nai Yisrael. How many Leviim? 22,000. Oops. What do we do with the extra B'chayrim? Who's going to redeem them? So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu in regard to the extra ones, the extra 273, they had to give 5 shekels, and that was divided amongst Aaron and his sons. And that's how they redeemed themselves from the Avaida. Yeah, but every b'char is going to say, I'm not from the extra 273, I'm from the 22,000. So the Medrash says, Moshe made a gyral. Moshe took 22,000 pieces of paper, wrote the word Levi on it, and 273, on those pieces, he wrote 5 shkalim. I don't know if it was paper, whatever it was. Each b'char had to pick a gyral. Whoever picked out the one that was marked 5 shkalim, he had to pay that amount. You trust me on my numbers that I just told you? Well, there was a Roman general by the name of Hugenton, says the Medrash, who came to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and said, I counted up the Leviim that the Torah tells us, how many there were, added up. Gershon at 7,500, Kohath at 8,600, Merari at 6,200. Calculator, anyone? It's 22,300 Leviim, taunted this Roman general. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered him, Moshe did not include the extra 300 Leviim in the total because there were 300 Leviim that were also B'chayrim. What happens if someone is both a Levi and a B'char? He had to redeem himself. In other words, each B'char took the Kedusha out of a Levi. Well, what about if the Levi himself was a b'char? So in a sense, he redeemed himself. Therefore, that didn't count. Moshe Rabbeinu said there were 22,000 Levim, not 22,300, because there were 22,000 Levim who were not Pchayrim, but a Levi that was a Pchar. So it wasn't a person for person. He himself, his Leviya, redeemed the Pchayrim that is in him. Lemaisa, we learn from here, the Gemara does, that a Levi is Pater on Pidyon HaBen. To this day, Yisrael has a Pchar. He has to do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. It's a big simcha, but he has to redeem it. But Leviyim are Pater on the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. That's learned from the Pasuk, V'hayoli HaLeviyim, that this wasn't only in the times of the Midbar, but that's how it is. A Levi does not have to redeem. So once again, the last words of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is teaching us that Kehanim and Leviyim are Pater on the mitzvah of Peter Chamar. And this is how we're going to prove it. So first the Mishnah is telling us that Kehanim and Leviyim are Pater on Kedushas Pchar, on Pinyin HaBen. So Kehanim and Leviyim turim that are Pater from the Kedusha of Pchayra mi Kal V'chaymer. What's the Kal V'chaymer? Im Pater of the Leviyim, Pater the Pchayrim, Shal Yisrael of the Yisrael by Midbar in the Midbar, from the mitzvah of Pinyin HaBen. Like the Pasuk says, Kachas Leviyim tachas kol b'char b'vnei Yisrael, as we explained. If that's the case, dinu, we should say for sure, sheyiftru, that they should patr the kiddusha of the b'chayrat shel atzman of they themselves, and they should be patr on the mitzvah of Pinyin HaBen. And now that we learned from a Kal V'chaymer that they're patr on b'char Adam, so we can also learn they're patr on Peter Chamar, because the Torah puts the two together. Okay, so chazing over our first mission over here in Masechtas Bechayrus, we learned about the mitzvah of Peter Chamar. You have a firstborn donkey. It has Kiddushas HaBchayra. You have to redeem it for a seh. If you've ever been by a ceremony of Pidyon Peter Chamar, Lekavod HaMitzvah, it's a very, very fascinating and beautiful thing to watch. They decorate the donkey, Lekavod HaMitzvah, they bring in the sheep. Okay, so our Mishnah told us that if a person purchases the uber, the unborn chamor of a nachri, when it's still in its mother, or if he sells it to a nachri, even though you're not supposed to sell it, or if he's a partner with the nachri, or if he has some type of an arrangement called v'amakabel mimenu, meaning he raises it with a cheshbon, he's going to share the children later, or he gives it to the nachri to do that. In all these instances, one is pater on the Bechaira, because the Pasuk says, Hikdash li kal b'char b'Yisrael, so it's mashma that the Kedushas b'char is only by Yisrael, but not by others. For that matter, Kehanim and Levim, the Mishnah told us, are pater on the mitzvah of Pidyon Peter Chamar, and we learned that from a Kal V'chaymer. If the Levim pater the Yisraelim in the midbar from the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, like it says, Kachas Levim tachas kal b'char b'vnei Yisrael, so for sure it's a Kal V'chaymer that they patra themselves on the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. And if they're patra on the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, we also learn from the Pasuk that that means they're patra on the mitzvah of this Hapchar HaBehema Temeya Tivda, and that's the mitzvah of Pidyon Peter Chamar.